Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, imagine you move to a new suburb and you want to become involved in the local parish there. When you arrive, you find that there are a few challenges happening. You go to the church and you find people arriving to church drunk. You find many of them do not believe in basic Christian beliefs like the resurrection of the dead or Jesus' real presence in the Eucharist. Some of them like to dabble in other forms of pagan worship too. There are lots of moral problems, unfaithfulness, and find that the people have become spiritually lukewarm. And what is most evident are the divisions and the arguments in that church, very much a lack of unity, where everyone has their own opinion of how the church should be. You, as the new parishioner, become troubled by all these challenges and decide to write a letter to the original founding pastor and ask for his advice. To your surprise, this pastor decides to write back, and not just to you, but to the whole church. Now, which parish am I talking about? More like, which parish were you thinking as I was describing it? Now, you don't have to answer that, because what I have just described to you is St. Paul's church in Corinth in the first century. It was Paul himself who writes back to the church, and the letter becomes known in history as St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. Every single one of these problems just mentioned is actually addressed by St. Paul in this letter. For this reason, we have a lot to learn from these Corinthians, for the issues Paul faced are ones that, in one form or another, the church struggles with today. Now, the city of Corinth was kind of like the Las Vegas of the ancient world. It was a kind of neck of land that connected the two main islands of Greece, which therefore became a popular place for trade and commerce, and would eventually attract lots of visitors who wanted to have a good time, so to speak. There were many temples dedicated to different gods, especially the great temple of Aphrodite, which overlooked the city. It was the goddess of love, and it was in this context where Paul preaches a new way of love and delivers his most famous discourse in this letter when he says, "Love is patient, love is kind." Now, despite all these challenges present only 5 years since he founded the church in Corinth, Paul is not discouraged or disheartened by their conduct and the problems that are running rampant. In today's second reading, he exhorts the church at Corinth to avoid giving offense, and as he says, to try to be helpful to everyone at all times, not anxious for my own advantage, but for the advantage of everybody else, so that they may be saved. In other words, Paul applies some pastoral wisdom here because he understands that you need to preach the truth, but truth spoken in love. And of course, we need to preach hard truths at times, and it's our imperative to do so as Christian witnesses. And hard truths are naturally offensive to those who need to hear them, but it doesn't help if the witnesses are not helping them by their lack of charity. In the first ever combined encyclical by two popes, Pope Benedict and Pope Francis wrote this encyclical Lumen Fidei together, and they wrote, "If love needs truth, truth also needs love. Love and truth are inseparable. Without love, truth becomes cold, impersonal, and oppressive for people's day-to-day lives. The truth we seek, the truth that gives meaning to our journey through life, enlightens us wherever we are touched by love. One who loves realizes that love is an experience of truth, that it opens our eyes to see reality in a new way, in union with the beloved." It is through Paul's pastoral example where Paul can say to us today, "Take me as your model, as I take Christ." Let us pray. O God, who teach us that you abide in hearts that are just and true, grant that we may be so fashioned by your grace, so as to become a dwelling pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, I want to thank you for following and supporting this podcast, and this is just a quick message to share that I will be conducting an online Lenten group through Zoom, together with the Evangelization Office of the Archdiocese of Sydney, which will take place on Wednesday evenings during the season of Lent. If you would like to know more and sign up, there will be a link in the notes of this episode. Thank you once again for all your support, and please keep praying for me and each other, and do please share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless.